time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so sometimes it's not necessarily good to be first at something. So if you can manage to make it through the day without being the first person to get busted for a new law 2 minutes after it went into effect, then you're doing okay.
I'm guessing this person didn't know.
Probably not.
I'm guessing that's it, right?
Yeah, guy in Florida. He got caught speeding, and the timing of this couldn't have been worse because it was right after this new law that went into effect called the Super Speeder Law, and it basically hands down tougher penalties if you're caught driving over 100 miles an hour.
Oh, how fast was he going?
So he was caught doing 104 in a 70. The law went into effect at 12:01 a.m.
Oh, no.
He got caught 2 minutes after it went into effect.
Oh, dang it.
Reason being stopped, the speed limit's 70 miles an hour. You're doing 104.
If you're doing 50 miles over the posted speed limit, or again, 100 or more, you could face 30 days in jail and a $500 fine, or both.
Wow.
If you do a second time, it could be 90 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, or both.
Yeah, so it's not clear if they let him off with the fine or no, but there's footage of him being
the tougher punishment.
Yeah. But either way, he better not get caught super speeding again, because as you heard, could get up to 90 days in jail now. But
wow.
Yeah. Yes, but you're right. He probably didn't know that that was a thing when it happened.
Completely unaware, yes.
Yes, but it's still a setting the bar story.
Bless his heart, though.
Bless his heart.
We should thank him for letting us know about it.
Yeah, because had he not been the first, maybe we wouldn't know.
I think the rest of us probably wouldn't have known either.
Yeah, so if you're maybe heading down to Florida for a little a vacation, maybe this or next week, keep in mind, the super speeder law is now in effect.
Don't be a super speeder.
Yep. That's your setting the bar story.